Okay, now to Rhode Island, where authorities are still searching for the gunman who opened fire this weekend at Brown University. Police are going door to door in the neighborhood around the university. They are asking local businesses and residents, please share any doorbell camera footage you might have from this weekend. David Wright from our member station, Ocean State Media, is covering this. Hey, David.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Start just by updating us. What do we know about the search for the attacker?
Well, so far, police really only have grainy images of a person that could be the gunman, plus whatever evidence they've been able to retrieve from inside that lecture hall. Today, the mayor of Providence said that they really have no way of knowing the identity or even if the gunman is still in the city. Their most promising lead turned out to be a dead end. Authorities have determined that a Wisconsin man that they briefly took into custody this weekend is not the killer, so he's been released.
And I always like to keep the focus on the victims, on the people who were hurt. What do we know about them? What can you tell us?
Well, Brown won't confirm any names, but the first name we learned was that of 19-year-old Ella Cook, a sophomore from Alabama who was active in the College Republican Club, we gather. She's said to have been an accomplished pianist who scooped ice cream as a summer job back in her hometown. And the rector of the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham he spoke about her from the altar yesterday, and the Reverend Craig Smalley's voice broke as he tried to make sense of it all.
She was an incredible, grounded, faithful, bright light. We hear in the words of John's Gospel, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot, and the darkness will not overcome it.
David, so far as I have seen, the only connection we know of between Ella Cook and the second person who died is they were both taking the same class, an economics class?
That's right, and it's one of the most popular courses at Brown. We know the name of the second victim from the U.S. Embassy in Uzbekistan, where he was born. The ambassador there put out a statement overnight identifying him as 18-year-old Muhammad Aziz Umurzokov. He was a freshman, a scholarship student. He apparently helped friends with their homework and had dreams of becoming a neurosurgeon. His roommate, Kimari Mann, spoke with reporters on campus this weekend, and he said he had no clue why anyone would want to harm his friend.
What I do know is that Brown's grieving. I'm grieving. The loss of him would be felt throughout the community because his soul truly did reverberate throughout the community. Just a ball of joy, a ball of energy. He's just always there.
And just briefly update us, if you would, on the state of campus. I know Brown has canceled exams, classes, everything for the rest of the semester. Have students already left?
Well, yeah. College Hill is a bit of a ghost town right now. The whole school campus is reeling. One student I spoke with can't go home just yet. Haley Chen, second-year med student, was studying for exams in that building when the shooting broke out. In the mad scramble, she left behind her wallet, including the ID that she'd need to get on a plane home to California. It's now part of the crime scene.
David Wright of Ocean State Media, thanks for your reporting there in Providence.
Thank you.